Hi, this is James from Local Splash. I hired you this afternoon.
Good, how are you, James?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I heard that you have a few questions in regards to the video verification.
Yes. So I have to do it, of course. I don't know how much you can actually help me with it. I guess that's a question you can actually answer. How much can you actually help me? And let me find it in my email, this video verification stuff.
So I was just
a little bit confused. I mean, it was like I needed to get into my car and start my car. And then, like, I don't know. I just maybe needed someone to tell me that's normal. Is that normal?
Yes, so Google has these requirements in order to prove
the
business. It does seem a bit excessive, but this is one of their requirements. It is reviewed by an automated system, so a real person doesn't actually go through and review, you know, all of these videos. I'm sure there's, you know, thousands or, you know, maybe even more, you know, daily that gets submitted to Google.
Mm-hmm.
So with the video verification, you can't use a pre-recorded video. So, in that sense, we're not like able to upload one for you, since it has to be recorded like on the spot. So when you go to the link in the email,
it says video. Okay. So there's a video recording sample. So I should probably watch that first. Are you ready to start the verification process? Please follow the steps below. 1, accept management access to your Google listing. Please check the inbox of your email address that we have.
I see that you've accepted it.
Email. Okay, so that is done. Using a mobile phone, tap this link. It will route you to your Google profile dashboard using a mobile browser. Next, be sure to check that you are signed into the email address associated with your Google profile. Okay.
Yeah, so sometimes on the phone, it'll like switch emails if you have multiple ones logged in. So that's why we have that there.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few cases of that.
Okay. Under submit a video verification, click start recording. Okay, so I cannot pre-record it. I have to follow these steps and do the recording.
Yeah, if they made it pre-recorded, then we'd be able to, you know, submit it, you know, for all of our clients, but, you know, they do make it, you know, difficult here. And then I've even tried it before where I used my phone and recorded like a video that somebody sent us in, but, you know, it knows a GPS location. So that didn't end up working out, when we tried that.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I guess, let's see here, using a mobile phone. Oh, let me click this link and see if I can at least get to that part to where all I have to do is record, see if I got any. Let me see exactly what they need.
Yep, so you should see your business, and then it'll say get verified. When you click on that, it'll ask to like enter in an address. This is just for their back office. It's not going to display the address.
Okay, so let me see here. So it says get verified. I click the, do I push get verified?
Yep, you'll just push the get verified. You might have to do it twice, though. Sometimes it prompts that.
Please enter your mailing address to verify. Okay.
And since the address is hidden, they're not as strict. Because if the address was shown, they'd want to see, like, the storefront, a sign, and, like, an area for customers. But with the hidden addresses, they just want to see your tools and equipment, your business documents.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be like a business registration, business license, business insurance. The main thing that they look at is just making sure that the name matches. That's what their AI detects. And then for the vehicle, it could be a personal vehicle. If it has branding, then you could show the branding. But if it's just a personal one, I would suggest showing the license plate and then start the vehicle. The main thing, though, that they detect is the license plate. But I do know that on the live video verifications with real Google agents that are, you know, live, we escalate to that if there's any issues with the normal process. And they basically ask to see, like, the dashboard and the vehicle started.
Okay.
So, yeah, in this regular video that's done by, you know, the automated system, I would still suggest to show the dashboard, but the main thing is the license plate.
Okay. All right, so I just need to go through this whole verify, please enter a mailing address stuff, and once I get through all this, it says that it has to verify, so it's gonna, it says it has to call me to verify, so I assume it needs, I need to be off the phone for that. And then I do the video. So yeah, I don't have a storefront or anything like that. I mean, I have a trailer full of all the tools and everything. So I guess I can open that up, take a video of that. And then I have the personal vehicle, my truck. So I assume I would just take a video or picture of the license plate.
Yeah.
The truck, show the truck started. And you said just take a video of the dashboard of my truck.
Yeah. That's what they ask for when they're actually there. So I would say it's, you know, best to just do that on the pre-recorded video, you know, on this one too. When you click on get verified, you don't have to do the phone code or email code. You just want to select the video. Phone code and email code, those are other verification options, but those ones have always been going to suspended. So we suggest the video because, yeah, those ones just don't seem to be working as of recent, with Google. They still essentially, you know, suspend it to ask for the documents and such, and suspension does take a while. So I would just recommend clicking on the business video. It should be the bottom option.
Okay. That's great news, actually, because I actually clicked email, so that's a good thing you told me that.
Yeah. The email one only works with domain emails, so when it's you know, that would be, like, for example, btservices@btservicespro.com. It wouldn't work for like a Gmail or a Yahoo or any of those. It would only work for the domain emails. But the phone verification and email, those ones have just been failing recently and going to suspended or still asking for the video anyways.
Gotcha. Okay, so the only thing I would need, show business name printed on business card, license, or vehicle. Oh, okay. I have a business card right there. Show business equipment, booking system, or unlock branded vehicle. Show surrounding areas such as street signs or neighboring businesses. So I don't need to do that, right?
Yeah, those are more so for the address showing businesses. Since it's hidden, it's just seeing your tools and equipment, documents, and vehicle.
Okay, so just show a business card, show my license, and the vehicle, and then show the equipment and the trailer, and book system, and that's it.
Yep. So, yeah, when you click on the business video, it'll open, like, the camera for you, and there's mm-hmm. it's just a red button. Like, there's no way to select, like, your camera roll, so it'll just be the red button. We recommend keeping the video around 2 minutes or less. Even though Google has the best servers in the world, they don't seem to want to use it for this. So we've noticed if it's like a 5 or 6 minute video, it sometimes doesn't mm-hmm. upload or fails. So we just suggest keeping it around 2 minutes.
Okay, keep it around 2 minutes, and I need to do it obviously when we're not on the phone together, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, if we're on the phone, it might have like issues with it uploading or
gotcha.
And then Google doesn't need
and
to
how
see
will
any
I know
either mm-hmm. in it, so just the items.
Okay. And I guess my question is, how will I know if I did a good job or not? Will it tell me at
yep.
the end of the video, like,
so,
know, good job?
Yeah.
Does it have to be 2 minutes? What if it's only 30 seconds?
Yeah, if it's only 30 seconds, I believe that's the minimum time it can be. So if you just get everything done, you know, under that time, that's fine. I would just suggest keeping the documents clear, so like the name is, you know, clearly visible. What will happen afterwards is it'll change from saying get verified, like on the profile where it shows, you know, edit profile, read reviews, photos. It'll change from saying get verified to saying processing status. and it'll say it could be up to 5 business days. In most circumstances, it's usually about 24 to 48 hours, but they do say up to 5 business days. And then if it takes longer than that, then we contact Google to find out why. But in most cases, it's just a day or two.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then from there, to know if it goes live, we'll keep an eye on it to make sure that it comes out of the processing status. And from there, it'll either just go live and then, you know, the business profile will be publicly visible, or it'll say like a message saying, you know, more additional information is needed, and they'll, you know, ask for the video to be completed again. So those are the two outcomes after processing status.
Okay. All righty. So it looks like I just need to take the video. Now, let me ask you this. I have a big property. So, like, if my trailer is on one side of my property and if I was in the middle of recording and my truck was on the other side of the property, is it okay to, like, do my truck first, keep the video recording, and then, like, walk over to the trailer and then take a video of the trailer? Is that all okay?
So you can't pause the video. It'll keep running. So, like,
I wouldn't need to pause it. I'm just saying, just let it keep running and just keep.
Oh,
walking.
Yeah. If you can get over there, you know, in the time. I just recommend keeping it under that 2 minutes.
Yeah. And about 15 seconds it would take me to walk over there.
Yeah. There wouldn't be any problem with that.
Okay. All righty then, sir. Well, I appreciate your help, and I will get started on this video really quick and see if I can finish this up.
Alrighty, yeah, that sounds good. And then, afterwards, we'll just keep an eye on it to make sure that it sticks and goes live.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you, James.